Hi there, welcome to Daily Manna. Just as our body is in need of material food, so as our soul is in need of the word of the Lord. One time, my family and I were driving toward Davao City, and we encountered a junction. One road is just almost straight to the direction we were heading to, but the application that was leading us was pointing us to the other side that is presented to us in that particular junction. It points us to turn left going uphill. I was tempted to follow what was given by the application. And so we went up. At first, it was not that far from that road that we were taking to. But later, the farther we went, the more away we were from the road and from the right direction that we were heading to. Well, in believing God, sometimes there are little turns that we make, and there are moments that we would say, wala namang mawawala kung paniniwalaan ko to. But not thinking that in the long run, those little turns, those little tweaks that we do in our belief or we embrace would actually lead us away from the faith. This is exactly what is being mentioned by John in the book of 1 John chapter 2, 18 to 24, when he started describing to the readers about those individuals who were branded as Antichrist. Let's read it. 1 John chapter 2, 18 to 23. Children, it is the last hour, and just as you heard that Antichrist is coming, even now many Antichrists have appeared. From this we know that it is the last hour. They went out from us, but they were not really of us. For if they had been of us, they would have remained with us. But they went out so that it would be shown that they all are not of us. But you have an anointing from the Holy One, and you all know. I have written to you because you do not know the truth, but because you do know. You know it, and because no lie is of the truth. Who is the liar but the one who denies that Jesus is the Christ? This is the Antichrist, the one who denies the Father and the Son. Whoever denies the Son does not have the Father. The one who confesses the Son has the Father also. May the good Lord bless the reading of His Word. Now, John was describing here that those individuals who formed the heresies in this early part of Christianity came from the inside. Probably they were believers who began embracing things, little things that they thought at first would actually not deviate them from the right theological belief about Jesus Christ. But later, as known by many of the scholars, one of those belief systems that John had to fight against in his letter was the idea of Docetism. The idea of Docetism had to do with denial of the humanity of Jesus Christ. And I think we should be very careful about this matter, because there are really truly little beliefs that if we just embrace it, gradually it will bring us away from the true faith that is introduced to us in the scriptures, particularly belief that has to do with the Lord Jesus Christ. In the early Christian faith, they faced several heresies. One of those I mentioned already is the belief that Jesus is not man. But the Bible asserts us that Jesus Christ is fully human. If you look at the book of Hebrews chapter 2, verse 17, it says, "Therefore he had to be made like his brethren in all things, so that he might become a merciful and faithful high priest in things pertaining to God, to make propitiation for the sins of people." Meaning, Jesus Christ came to be as a flesh. And then that's also mentioned in John chapter 1, saying that, "And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we saw His glory as of the only begotten from the Father, full of grace and truth." That is in John 1:14. So one of the basic portraits that Jesus Christ is described about in the scriptures, or that Jesus has in the Bible, is that He is fully man. Another basic belief is that, on the other hand, Jesus is fully divine. Why did I say that? the Bible is also very clear about the matter. You look at John 1:1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Now, some belief system would say that this Word is not God, it's not Jesus, not pertaining to the Lord. But if you look at the further verses, particularly in verse 17, John himself mentioned it clearly that this Word that he's pertaining to in John 1:1 is no other than Jesus Christ himself. So Jesus is not just man, Jesus is God. In addition to that, if you look at John 20, verse 28, Thomas answered when Jesus proved to him something after the resurrection. And this is what Thomas said, "My Lord and my God," pointing to Jesus. Added to that, Colossians 2, 9, "For in him all the fullness of deity," meaning being God, "dwells in bodily form." In whom? In Jesus Christ himself. There are a lot of descriptions that we could see about Jesus in the New Testament in particular. But these are two basic portraits that we have about Jesus. He is fully man and he is fully God. Away from this basic belief, then we will end up a heretic in a modern day, in the modern history of the church. So this devotion or meditation this day is a warning for all of us. Let's be very careful in embracing little beliefs that sometimes we think would actually not affect us. But take note, little turns, little twists, little tweaks would really lead us in the further movement that we do. It would move us away from the basic belief, especially about Jesus Christ. Let me leave you with this statement that would guide us in our walk in terms of our belief system. Any belief that denies the biblical portrait of Jesus is considered generally as an antichrist. As stated in the text, it is clearly mentioned there, that is particularly in verse 21, "I have not written to you because you do not know the truth, but because you know it, and because no lie is of the truth." Who is the liar? The one who denies that Jesus is the Christ. That's the liar. This is the antichrist. So in general, in particular, there are some individuals in the history of the church that were pertained to as the antichrist, and even in the book of Revelation. But in general, the antichrist is anyone who deviates from the right understanding about who Jesus really is. As far as the biblical teaching is concerned, two basic truths that I want us to take note and embrace in our lives as believers and followers of God. Jesus is fully man, and Jesus is God. Let's not forget about it, because anything that would deviate from that truth is going to be considered in general concept as an antichrist. Let's be a genuine follower of the Lord. Let's pray. Lord, thank you for the reminder this day. Truly, there's a lot of belief systems that are just around us today. And if we are not careful enough of believing, because sometimes we would say, anyway, this won't affect much of my faith. This will not affect my relationship with Jesus. But in the long run, that little tweaking, that little turn that we embrace may lead us away from the truth. So help us to be very careful about this matter, that we may stay to the right path, the right belief, the right understanding about our Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you for this reminder, and we entrust to you everything that we are. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless you all.